StoryCorps is an oral history project based on the idea that the stories of everyday people are the most important and interesting of all. StoryCorps Out Loud is dedicated to preserving the often unheard voices of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Throughout the fall, we'll hear stories recorded in Alabama. In this story, Stephen Romeo talks with colleague Amanda Keller about incorporating his personal style into what he wears to work.
So how does your queerness impact you on a day-to-day basis?
My queerness operates in very different ways when I'm in a professional setting. I'm expected to be in slacks and things that are not form-fitting. Like 3 months into the job, I was told if I wanted to fit in that I needed to be wearing clothes that were less tight. How am I going to get a job if I feel most comfortable wearing makeup?
It's interesting that you have those two conflicting identities where the one is, you know, you want to make sure that you present yourself well and you want to have something that helps you to look a certain way, and at the same time you're considering yourself genderqueer.
Yeah, living my most authentic self looks very different. But when I want to get in clothing that I feel comfortable in on top of just looking my most authentic self, I have to be in the most queer safe space. We think professional, we think the most white, cisgender, suit, tie. Like, even though I'm wearing gingham right now and their colors, that's still out of the box for management in Alabama, or really kind of anywhere. And we talk about dress, right? It's appropriate to be in, you know, your belt matches your, you know, your shoes and socks, and you wear a wristwatch, and when you're giving presentations, you're in a suit and you've got a tie on. While I like getting dressed up, I would just prefer to wear heels. I would like my suits to be very tailored and my hair to look a very certain way and not feel like I'm not going to get a job because I'm presenting to the CFO of the United Way of Central Alabama and not have any idea how he or she is going to take my presentation.
I love that you say that even as you're speaking to me and you're dressed phenomenally well, and you are presenting yourself in a very masculine way. You have two flecks of glitter on your forehead that I love. It's like it's still shining through no matter what you do. Like, there's that little piece of you that's still shining through.
That's Stephen Romeo and Amanda Keller talking about dressing for the workplace. This interview was recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were produced and edited by Amy Sedlis and Stephanie Beckett. I'm Michael Crowell.